You're listening to Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. In the 1970s, there were a number of small grocery stores sprinkled through the West Bloomington neighborhoods, as well as an IGA supermarket. By the 1980s, nearly all were gone. Some closed due to the normal course of business. Others could not compete when the West Side Walmart opened west of Interstate 55. For some 30 years, West Side residents have been asking for a full-service supermarket closer to their neighborhoods. Bloomington Economic Development Coordinator Austin Grammer says city officials have been trying for at least that long to convince one of the large supermarket chains to move into the area. Grammer tells GLT's Judy Valente city government has a role to play in the matter, but there are economic and infrastructure barriers to overcome.
I think the role the government can play in addressing a food desert is ensuring access to quality public transportation. And so in this case, we have Connect Transit that provides good service to the west side. Could it potentially be better? That's a question to help those that don't have the ability to afford a car ownership to be able to get to a grocery store. So I think that's one role that the government can play is in transportation. Another role is potentially partnering with private developers and these retailers when there is interest to potentially develop a full-line grocery store on the west side or in a particular neighborhood. There's many different ways that the municipality can form a public-private partnership with a developer and a retailer. In case in point is the city's partnership with Green Top Grocery and the developer of the Foundry.
In what ways would you see that kind of partnership playing out? What would it really entail? Would it entail giving them tax incentives as you've given to some other companies, some developers?
Yeah, municipalities across the nation, and I mean, I can think of a couple specific examples in Rockford and also in Decatur. The municipality partnered with developers to do new construction of Save-A-Lot grocery stores in lower income areas in Rockford and in Decatur. That took the form of tax increment financing, clearing of land, donation of land, sales tax rebates, those different types of things in order to help make those private projects financially feasible.
Are you saying that it's virtually impossible then for the people of the West Side to get something they've been asking for decades?
I would not say that it's impossible, but it would be difficult. But I think that, you know, the city fully understands the need and hears the residents and is working to try to solve the problem in a cost-effective manner.
Kroger, a year or so ago, said they wanted to move their College Avenue store, yet they wanted to move it just a few yards away from where it is now. Would that not have been a time for the city to step in and say, why can't you do something on the west side, or why can't you do more with your Main Street store?
Right. Well, of course, that would be a great time to have that conversation, and that conversation definitely was had because I wouldn't be doing my job as the City of Bloomington's Economic Development Coordinator if I didn't impress upon the third largest grocer in the world the missed potential for opportunity for them throughout the city. So I'm very pleased that the City Council partnered with Kroger to assist them with the development of the proposed Kroger Marketplace at College and Hershey. That will is proposed to be their flagship store for this community, and I think it's a positive sign that they would choose to invest in Bloomington and would be hopeful that they would continue to invest and upgrade their stores elsewhere throughout the city.
But that's on hold now, that project.
Right. As I mentioned, the deflationary cycle that has caught all grocers has also affected Kroger, and they have are passing along the lower prices to their customers and reinvesting their capital in different ways rather than opening new stores. They had a plan to open at least 300 new stores across the country, and that was going to unfold over the next couple of years. They have rolled that plan back now more to open potentially 50 stores across the country over the next couple of years.
Do you have some sort of timetable that you're looking at? What can you say to the people of West Bloomington who have been asking for years for a supermarket to come in there? Can you say maybe in 2 years, maybe in 3 years, maybe in 5 years?
Well, if I had a project in my back pocket, I'd you know, love to have that going right away. But again, the city has to be careful that it doesn't go out and try to make a market that isn't necessarily there and get overzealous in offering incentives. Case in point is the city of Peoria created a TIF district and acquired a bunch of homes and demolished them in order to create a Cub Foods grocery store. I believe it's on Knoxville Avenue. And unfortunately, that store didn't quite work out, and it closed after only being open for a few years. And so now they have a very large vacant strip mall and a large vacant grocery store. So it's all going to be dependent upon finding that right operator, that right partner, and then I'm sure that the city would be willing to step up and help with the project if needed.
Austin Grammer is the Economic Development Coordinator for the City of Bloomington. Thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you.
I'm Judy Valente.
West Bloomington is the most serious example of a food desert in the Twin Cities, but the USDA map of food deserts also shows some neighborhoods in North Normal are not close to a supermarket. Grammer says the difference is those neighborhoods are in more affluent areas where residents generally have ready access to cars they can use to get to a grocery store. This is Sound Ideas on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media.